This morning, I'm inviting you to reflect with me on faith and discipleship. Words from the Gospel reading for today, from Luke chapter 17 and verse 5. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith. Give us more faith." What is faith? One classic and familiar response comes from Hebrews 11 and verse 1, the King James Version. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Familiar, isn't it? Very familiar, and many of us grew up actually learning that verse of scripture. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I must admit that the very first time I learned this, I didn't even understand it. I'm not sure if I understand it today. Nevertheless, it sounds very familiar to many of us. And the Gospel of Luke provides several references to faith. Faith is persistence in reaching out to Jesus. Persistence in reaching out to Jesus. And we will recall from Luke chapter 5 verses 17 to 26 where Jesus healed the paralyzed man who was let down on the bed through the roof because he was able to get to the crowd that was surrounding Jesus. And he really wanted to be healed by Jesus. And so he was persistent in reaching out to Jesus. Faith is also not letting fear get the upper hand. And we're all familiar with this saying that we repeat to ourselves, faith overcomes fear. And you'd recall from Luke chapter 8, when Jesus calmed the storm, when his disciples were concerned about the storm and they were on the sea and the ship was actually getting water, and they were in danger. And so Jesus calmed the storm. Faith overcomes fear. And one of my favorites really, and one on which we can debate, is faith is being willing to ask Jesus for what we need. Stepping out in faith, asking. And when Jesus healed the blind beggar near Jericho, who had called out to him, the beggar was willing to ask for what he needed. Because according to scripture, the beggar said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." He was willing to ask. And recently I came across this definition. Faith is seeing God in the dark and in the light. So whether we are going through times of difficulty or whether we are going through times of celebration, God is with us in the dark and in the light. And in our gospel reading for today, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. And as he went, he gave instructions to his disciples. And in this subsection of chapter 17, Jesus, having scolded the Pharisees about their behavior, talked about the power of faith and the responsibilities of discipleship. Jesus was responding to questions about himself and the nature of discipleship. And he reminded his followers that true discipleship involved following him faithfully as a true servant. One might argue that in the text, Jesus was referring to characteristics that were generally associated with the Pharisees. And in this case, their lack of faith and a great concern for recognition and status. But perhaps Jesus was also alluding to the wavering and inconsistent faith of his disciples. And I must say, myself included, that many of us also behave in a similar way, as we too are struggling with our unbelief and our lack of confidence. And our faith is sorely tested in times of need, when we are struggling, because we want to have some reassurance and to see some evidence of support, some evidence of protection, and some evidence of relief from the God in whom we believe and the God whom we serve. But Jesus promised his followers that even a small seed of faith has the potential to grow, and that they can live and act on the basis of whatever faith they had, no matter how small or insignificant it seems. And Jesus used the imagery of faith the size of a mustard seed, which he reassured his disciples would be enough to uproot a mulberry tree. Now, if you have ever seen a mustard seed, you must have near perfect eyesight, because it is quite tiny. The closest I got to seeing a mustard seed was actually seeing a cluster of mustard seed, and even that cluster was tiny. But Jesus said that it would be enough to uproot a mulberry tree. A mulberry tree. Sure, many of us recognize that tree. But what I understand about the mulberry tree is that the roots are quite strong, making it virtually impossible to uproot. And this is the extent of God's grace, that he would use such little faith in us to accomplish such a feat. For instead of worrying about the strength or extent of their faith, perhaps the disciples should just get on with living in obedience to God's commands and the example of Jesus Christ. And furthermore, Jesus called on his disciples to adopt the attitude of servants, whose actions should be consistent with their identity as his followers, knowing that they should carry out their responsibilities without any fanfare. And Jesus' warning to his disciples reminds us that we should do frequent faith checkups. Just as we have our medical checks, yes, we need to check our faith every now and again, because our faith is tested over and over and over again. Because he was basically warning them to live faithfully and not to look for any rewards for what was accomplished. And my friends, this advice equally applies to us. And verse 10 of our reading today, and I quote, "We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done." And this urges us to go beyond the call of duty in serving Christ. Nevertheless, we understand that Christ saves by grace, not through our works. So a few thoughts for consideration. First of all, I'm suggesting that we should be clear about our beliefs, our faith expressed through the creed, as we state our belief in God the Father and our Creator, His Son, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit, the living God who is the constant presence with us. Secondly, we are urged to increase our reliance on God through prayer, through scripture reading, and through worship and fellowship. And thirdly, we are encouraged to share our faith stories with each other, so that we may encourage each other and help spread the good news. For our persistence in this Christian discipline strengthens our relationship with Christ, enables us to live more like Jesus, and empowers us to share God's love with others. This coming Tuesday, a couple of days from today, The church will commemorate the life and witness of St. Francis of Assisi, who is known as a great saint and a joyful man. However, he's also known as the patron saint of nature, the environment, and of animals. And we will honor his memory today as we go into the neighborhood at Dempsey Park on Beecroft at 12:30 to bless the animals that are brought to the park. We hope that you'll be able to join us if you're free, whether or not you have a pet. We'll welcome you and welcome all who bring pets to the park. We'll be blessed. But of particular relevance to our reflection today is that St. Francis is remembered as a faithful servant of Christ who lived in obedience to the will of God. And the scripture for today reminds us that no matter where we are, we do not face life alone. So tell me, do we need an increase in our faith? And if so, how much faith is enough? How much faith do we really need? Jesus encouraged his disciples to be bold in their faith. And yet, a little faith is sufficient to get started. We are probably aware of someone who has overcome an illness, who has resolved a relationship issue, who has resolved a financial situation, perhaps, just by taking one step of faith that was needed to keep going. And we are also encouraged to exercise our faith when hardship comes, for we are never alone, because we serve a faithful and merciful God who will never ever abandon us. And instead of worrying about the strength of our faith, perhaps we should just get on with it in obedience to Jesus' commands. For our faith, no matter how minuscule it might be, opens the way to God's grace. And finally, our faith connects our weakness to God's strength. You see, the disciples wanted enough faith to enable them to forgive, as Jesus was teaching them about forgiveness and faith. And we too find that our faith is shaken when put to the test. But God's love stands when all else has fallen, and in our weakness, we can depend on him to guide us through the everyday situations of life. Increase our faith is what many of us request. But perhaps we just need to keep on trying our best to be authentic disciples of Jesus, taking little steps and seeing amazing results and witnessing how faith the size of a mustard seed could reveal God's power, God's grace, and God's glory. And perhaps mustard seed faith is quite enough, because our faith in God changes everything. My sisters and brothers in Christ, these thoughts I share with you in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.